Just thank him for his goodness, and then we'll grab our seats for a minute after that, because there's some things I want to share with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Katala lebasata. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you as your people gather. Glory to God. Thank you for a sweeping anointing. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, our teacher, our guide. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name. Thank you for goodness and mercy and help and grace. Thank you for the gesture live by faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. There's so much more. There's so much more, Lord. Halalabasata. There's so much more. Hallelujah. Oh my. Kasatalade boshikete. We praise you. We magnify you, Father. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We give you the praise. Worship you. Glory to God. Thou art the greatest. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the spirit realm. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for the cross. Thank you, Father, that he rose on the third day. Thank you that we are seated in heavenly places with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you for the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ha ha ha. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Glory to God. Hasaka satata. Shatata. Praise his holy name. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hey, this clock, hello, this clock not moving, is it? This clock broke? What time it is? What time is it? We're going to get it out of here, don't keep good time. What do you keep it in here for? What time is it? 6:42. All right, grab a seat. At this junction in the ministry, we have to follow the admonishment of the Holy Spirit very carefully. When you're making a transition from tradition to heavenly government, that the miracle signs and wonders and the things that our faith's supposed to do can start happening in our lives on a daily basis. So one of the major things we have to do, and I think we had a taste of it on Sunday, and I'm going to give you what happened. I think there was a deeper dimension of honoring the anointing. It's so important, you know. You can take the anointing for granted, you can become casual with it, or you can always be real sensitive to it, and it'd be more of a blessing to you, and then you become more skillful in the anointing. Now, take notes if you can. more skillful, more accurate in flowing, focusing, and following the anointing. As the anointing will, in your personal life, there are people who cannot stand to be around you. The reason it is, that anointing attack them. Why? They're going to be a yoke to you. Are they going to be a burden to you? Even some people that have walked with you to a certain distance, but your anointing became stronger and they can't handle it because, see, they are a burden to you. And see, the anointing don't recognize people's name or nothing. The anointing recognize yokes and burdens. So don't feel bad if you had walked with somebody a long time and they stopped walking with you. Because what happened, that anointing have attacked them. If not, they were going to attack you. So one of the things the Lord is stirred me up today to come in here, I don't know how long I'm going to talk, but is to let you know how to be more skillful in anointing. The intercessors need to know that. Everybody who work in the ministry of help need to know that. They need to be more skillful. They need to know how to honor and how to submit to the anointing. When you do that, that anointing open wider and wider and wider and wider. Then all of a sudden you find out you're exactly where you needed to be. You have accomplished exactly what you needed to accomplish. And it was sweatless. Yes, see, the struggle comes when one does not recognize the assignment of the anointing. And when one wear an anointing, you must honor that anointing in that person. And the more you honor that anointing, the more it'll come out at you. And the more it come out at you, the easier your life become. No matter what coming against you, no matter what, you become more skillful in your prayer life. There's a skill of praying in the spirit. And there's an anointing for these intercessors, anointing that you must wear. It's not just knowing scriptures, is knowing the anointing. Yes, you can become better acquainted with the anointing. All we're saying is the Holy Spirit, you understand? But he emanates an anointing, and that anointing has to be understood and honored. I'll say that over and over again. Always, never let the devil inject something in you to come against the anointing that was sent to help you. All right? He'll try that, but you have to be wise enough in the spirit, skillful enough in the spirit, not to let him do that, because that anointing has what you've been crying about or what you're trying to accomplish in your life. And so when you honor it, it works. Now, you cannot find a better chapter in the Bible than the 8th chapter of Romans. And in this prayer session tonight, I want, the Spirit has been speaking to me 2 or 3 days about this, a little longer than that, about yielding to the intersection of the Holy Ghost. At Romans 8, 26, 27, you might turn in and look at it. Yielding to the intercession of the Holy Ghost. Now this is a new field, you see, because we be praying in the Spirit. But yet, the Spirit of God now is tacking this thing down for us. He says, tell them to yield to the intercession of the Holy Spirit. For that those voices reveal that he intercedes through us. The Holy Spirit does. Now, by you being aware that when you're praying in the Spirit, that it's the Holy Spirit carrying you into another dimension of the Spirit, and you know that you have to yield, you're praying in tongue, but yet you know that your Holy Spirit is your partner now. If not, you couldn't be praying in the Spirit. You can't pray in the Spirit without the Holy Spirit. Okay? And if you know how to yield to his language, and he's right there to, now listen, he's right there to give you an interpretation of what he's saying through you. See, it bring you back. Are you listening? Bring you back to John 16, 13. Look there. 13, 14, and 15. The Holy Spirit is revealing God's will and he's revealing God's desire for your life when you're praying in the spirit. And when you're praying in the spirit for someone else, he's doing the same thing for them. But you have to be aware of what he's saying. Many times he'll tell you what he's saying in the spirit. He'll tell you what's going on, so you have to listen for him. But there you see in the 26th verse there in Romans, the 27th verse, then you get to the hallelujah verse, the 28th verse. All things work together for good for them that love God. But all things not going to work together if we don't give the Holy Spirit the respect and learn the skills of praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost is not flesh, is not natural, is not normal. It's now let's look at something else. All things that interceders or intercessors should always come out in victory. Here's why. Now look in 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, the second verse calls you a speaking spirit. So when you're praying in the tongue, you're speaking in the realm of the Holy Ghost. You're up there with the Holy Ghost. You're up there with Christ. You're up there with the angels. I mean, you're above the angel because you're in the spirit. We're going to talk a few minutes about being in the spirit. Talk about the willingness of the spirit, how the spirit is willing. There's six or seven things that we need to really, if we're going to be skillful in anointing, skillful in our prayer life, skillful in our meditation, skillful, that word skills is a skill. You see, we have a tendency to categorize the things of God as something else, but it's business. And there's a skill in the anointing. There's a skill, S-K-I-L-L, in the spirit. And when you sharpen that skill, just like any intellectual skill, just like educational skill, they're sharpening themselves. Teachers and students sharpening themselves. But I won't make an A, me. Make an A in the spirit. You follow what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with making an A in the spirit. But what we're doing is these traditional values, like tonight now. We were supposed to be in prayer. The Lord told me to come here and start talking. Come. Good God Almighty. These traditional values have choked us so long. And they have not permitted us to enter far enough in the realm of the Spirit to make things happen. See? There's a place you can get. Now, you got 1 Corinthians 14, 2 there. You're looking at it. He said, you speak not unto man, but you speak unto God. How be it in the Spirit? What are you doing? Speaking mystery. Now, that is so important. That is so powerful. That is not to be read over. That is not to be lagging about. That's you need to look at that. Feed on that. Talk about that. Because if you need to know something, he's going to reveal it to you. In the same time, if something trying to attack you or trap you, that anointing is going to jump on it. You follow that? That anointing will jump on it. Now, you cannot function in the spirit sensual. Jude verse 19. There's a separation to the spirit. There's a separation to the senses. Choose what one you're going to do. But if you try to function skillfully in the anointing and in the spirit and in your prayer life and in your meditation life, in your worship life, in your praise life, and you're not out of the sensual realm, therefore you have not entered into the spirit realm, therefore Satan already got you. And there are people, because of traditional value and because of a lack of understanding of the anointing, have actually, children of God, love God, in the church, come to church, but they're separated sensual. Because anything changed the routine or the known. And the spirit is known for changing the known. You didn't get it.
You didn't get it. He has to, because he's not a routine poison, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a revelatory poison. You see what I'm saying? See, the routine can cause shipwreck in your life. Because you're going the same route. Satan knew you've been going that route. But when the Spirit reveals something to you, he don't know where you're at. Why? Because Satan can't get revelation. Satan working on old revelation he had when he was in contact with God, and God done change it up on him. Are you following me? So there you have in Jude, you there? Verses 19 and 20. It's building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit, praying in the realm of the Spirit. Now we know what the Bible says in John 4:24, God is a spirit. So in order for us to speak to him, we have to speak to him out of our spirit. You may start in the flesh, you may start in your mind, but you can't stay there. And tongue will take you out of there. If you're genuinely praying in tongue, tongue will take you out the natural. It'll take you out the sensual realm. It'll take you out your feeling. It'll take you out what you had on your mind. Tongue will take you out the normal, natural. It'll take you out. And we need to be taken out. So let's go back over some things. I saw something, and then I'm going to take you through some more things. I saw something suddenly. You remember them young people I called to the altar?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And I know you all, you girls always had it in intercessory prayer, but those young people had an igniting factor on them suddenly. They was 100% with the anointing. After I appointed them, they recognized their job, so they was focused. They wouldn't let nothing distract them. The Lord showed it to me. That's why, you remember that power washer in there? Oh, yeah, y'all got to know power. Y'all got to know something happened. And they're going to get stronger and stronger, even after this night. See, because you always got the, a team always got somebody to carry. They don't half practice, you know, and they stay up too late. And then they come out there and try to play on the team, and they mess the team up. But I have to catch those who are ready. And I know these who are at prayer meeting can be a functioning factor when that anointing kick in. Let me tell you how that works. With Brother Hagin, when he was living, and even now I have 12 men for sure, and I got to count that woman too, because she go everywhere we go. She's a pastor, and she go everywhere we go too, and some other followers quite often. But they're doing two things there. They are helping my anointing, and they're observing. Now, it'll come to a time they're not going to be just helping, they're going to be wearing it. Every person in this room has a right to wear my anointing. But now, this is going to cut a little bit. You got to stop calling it cheap. We ain't talking about no money here now. We're talking about the spirit world. You got to stop calling it cheap, and you got to recognize it's precious. You got to recognize it's God offering to us deeper and higher levels of dimension in the spirit every day. Because, you know, we have the charismatic, Church of God in Christ. We have the word of faith. And the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please God. But there's more to learn. You can't just keep teaching faith messages. There's more to learn. There's more to learn about the Holy Ghost. There's more to learn about the gift of the Spirit. There's more to learn about the fruit of the Spirit. There's more. We can't stop. So if you focus, function, and follow the anointing, when the anointing is present, it's going to make the anointing go higher. But Satan try to force you to think about something else. Because he know if you focus in, that anointing is emanating, something about to happen. Yes. What? The glory going to come. Well, I mean, we no good without the glory. The anointing subpoena the glory. When the glory come, now it'll fall in here tonight. In a few minutes, we're going to be praying. When the glory come, the story changes. Yes. See? Every indictment that Satan has placed against any person in the room, when the glory come, the glory changes. Yes. This is real. After tonight, you'll be more skillful in anointing. You'll be more aware of an average church member of how to flow, how to honor the anointing, how to make contact with it, how to grab it, how to walk with it. You get stronger and stronger. Are you following me? I look at Revelation 1:10. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. And I heard some stuff. Now, I usually, the opposite of a scripture like that, if you're not in the Spirit, you're out of the Spirit. So you're not going to hear nothing. Now you hear the words, but you don't hear the drum beat of heaven. You don't hear the divine. You don't hear the supernatural. You don't hear, man, we in another world here. You don't hear, man, I left kind of, you know, slack coming from the house, but something happened up in here. They've changed everything. I just sense a difference. That's the Spirit. But you have to permit your spirit to take you in the Spirit. Now, suppose that 10th verse wasn't there. Revelation wouldn't be in that book. Because a man can't receive, the Bible says a man can't receive nothing from heaven unless God reveal it to him. Huh? The Apostle Paul said, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. The thing. Ooh, good God Almighty. The thing. What did I say? The thing. The thing that God has prepared for them that love him. So if we fail Revelation 1:10, we violate 1 Corinthians 2:9. Turn there and look at it, 1 Corinthians 2:9. You violate. You're blind as a bat, blind as a bat. Some people blind as a bat. When the Spirit of God is showing them something, they're blind as a bat. They're looking for the same old soup. They want hamburger and bean soup. Oh, my wife said, nobody want no bean soup with no hamburger. My wife got drunk in her enjoyment. We was out and they said they're going to cook hamburger tonight. They asked my wife, what are we going to eat with it? She said, we got some bean soup. She said, bean soup with a hamburger, with burger? So we changed that, you know. But some people, when they get down to the Spirit, they're blind as a bat because they got their mind already made up. And so the Spirit cannot reveal nothing to them because they're actually here for a routine, not for a revelation, not for a rhema. And you see, the Spirit deals with rhema, revelation. You see what I'm saying? And so we got to stop being blind to the anointing. And I have to tell you myself, and the gift that God had placed on this ministry, these men and even sometimes women that are got in certain positions, you gotta recognize these anointing. Even in this room when they're praying, you gotta recognize these anointing. Now, let me go back to you and tell you something. The anointing will attack people who not with you. It's just the anointing. The anointing don't look for no name. What's your name? You ain't got a name. You're a burden. If a person anoints it, that anointing going to attack that burden. And if you carrying the burden for that person, the anointing going to attack you. That's why you lost some of your family members. Huh? Problem: the church have not taught people to recognize nor respect the anointing that is on a man or a woman. They take it for granted, and therefore the anointing pay them no mind, because they're not appreciative to the anointing, and they think they can find it anywhere. Hey, it's not everywhere. You be dry the log, been sitting on the bank for 50 years and no water fell. Bible talk about receiving a reward. Prophet reward. You hear the Bible talk about it? Huh? He's talking about the anointing, man. Come on. And so I always was like this. I don't need to call an outside preacher to teach my people. I tell them myself. I tell you right now, I'm anointed. You know where I got that from? Jesus. I'm told that Jesus preached Luke 4:18 every town he went into. I'm about to tell you something else. Now get ready. I'm told that Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Then he named what that anointing was for. Deliverance. Liberty. See? What has the same anointing? That same anointing from Luke 4:18 is in his house right now. Not only in me. You following me? So if you recognize that, you come to church with a burden, you say, huh, it's going to happen today. See what I'm saying? Because that anointing is going to attack it. We need to let the anointing attack. Don't let Satan attack, but let the anointing. Now, you can't function in the anointing in your flesh. Bible told us in John 6:63, the flesh profited nothing. Condemnation come for walking in the flesh. At Romans 8. See? Flesh don't profit nothing. It's in the spirit. It's the anointing. When we come to prayer, we got to expect a prayer anointing. That means I come here, if I have a yoke or a burden, or if I have a need, that anointing will attack it. Now I'm hearing this in the spirit. The anointing attracts God. And attracts Satan. The anointing attracts God. Never heard that before in my life. It attracts God and attacks Satan. I like that. I like that. That's a good place to be, isn't it? All right, so just a few things I want to share with you that I believe that will help you to operate in the spirit more fervently. It's so important. It's so important at this junction that I have a remnant of people who recognize what the spirit, and we got to do this now. We got to have the ministry gift, the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit in operation. Full blast. To bring the church into a heaven to earth relationship where the divine can manifest within his children and among his children what he want to manifest. Everything else has to be moved out of the way. Every person who set in their own will and do not want to change, this anointing will have to deal with them Because God is not going to hold a whole bus back just for two seats. So you, how to live life in the spirit. Now look at Romans 8:2. Romans 8:2. It talks about the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. See, that's a spiritual law. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, are you free? Are you free? See, but it's the spirit. It's not going to happen by you quoting a few scriptures. It's the spirit, the law of the spirit that make you free. So Satan can't touch you. That's why John writes, whosoever is born of God keepeth himself. He said that. And the wicked one, what? That, why? That put off in the spirit. So how do we get caught? How do we get caught now, person? All of us, how do we get caught? We get caught out of the spirit. Jesus saw the enemy coming. Jesus said, I won't say much to you right now. Because he don't have nothing on me. He got to have a target. Don't give him no target. There's some things you must say. There's some things you must not say. In Matthew chapter 6, he tells us, when you're reading it, he says, say not. Don't say that. Don't say that. Because that going to set you up as a target. Your words become Satan's bullseye. See, you see the Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue, right? There are some things you shouldn't say. You look at it in Matthew 6. He said, say not. Say not. I can't make it. Say not. I'm wore out. Say not. I'm never going to get a breakthrough. Say not. It's getting worse and worse. Say not. Say what the word says. Put a hammer on your mouth, on your tongue, and on your lips. And stop. Now you're going to have to stop speaking casual words. Just little witty, giddy, gritty words. Just joking, you know, just saying it. No. The stronger you get in the spirit, the more powerful your words are, both negative and positive. So you get stronger and stronger. You can't even joke too much because it's going to happen. Nobody can speak nothing on a person who's speaking right. If you got your tongue in the control, I don't care what the other person say, they can't do you nothing. I don't care if they're a witch, a baboon, or whoever it is. Because the blood of Jesus is stronger than what they're saying. And if you ain't aligned with the word of God, I ain't scared of nobody. You scared of what? You can burn what you want. Ain't nothing can handle that blood, man. But you got to speak the word. You got to say the right word. You can't be saying anything. You got to be free of gossip, offense, unforgiveness. All those are targets for Satan. Gossip is a path for sickness. If you sick and can't get well, something wrong. Check yourself. Because there's something Satan using. So search me, oh God. Know my heart. Try me and know my thought. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting so I can get this mess off of me. Life in the spirit. Knowing how to live life in the spirit. Knowing how not to live these fake lives. But have real power. Gossip, offense, unforgiveness, rumors,
speaking bad about your brother or your sister.
But look at Philippians 4:13 and Ephesians 6:10 at the same time. Can you do that? No. Philippians 4:13 and Ephesians 6:10.
We're going to do a little praying.
You see what it says? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Huh? Why are we not doing all things? Because that's in the spirit. That's in obedience. Being obedient. See, if you obey God, the consequences are up to God. If you obey God, the consequences are up to God. You don't have to deal with the consequences. See, what he said, if you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. See, the consequences are up to me. If you abide in me, my word abide in you, consequences up to me. Ask what you will, I'll see to it. Now, here's a secret. When you read the Bible from this night forward, the first thing you look for is instruction. That's a powerful word there. It's going to change your whole life. It's going to change your whole Bible setting. Any passage of scripture you're reading, look for instruction. God's about to give somebody instruction. So if you want what that scripture's saying, you're going to have to follow them instruction. It will change your life. Look for instruction. Don't look for the glamour. Yeah, God did. No, look for the instruction. The instruction in your part. The rest of it, the manifestation, the demonstration, the creation, all that's up to God. You need to do the instruction. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. See, that's instruction. Abide in the word. Spend time. Meditate. My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear to my saying. Stay in the word. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. The entrance of God's word giveth light. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Stay in the word. The word is spirit and life.
See?
I was talking to a young man. I said to him, you must every day spend time with God and feed on a scripture or you're Satan bait. You meet for Satan. She's trying to live on yesterday. You didn't eat. You can't live on a leftover word. You need fresh help every day. I know I do. Huh? You got Revelation 1:10, right? Now, the Spirit of God is in every Christian, but he's not on every Christian. He's not resting on every Christian. See, the Spirit inside is actually the life, but on the outside is for ministry. Deal with the enemy. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. See? So years ago, I heard my father preach this. He said, a spirit within and the spirit upon. I preach it at this church. The spirit within and the spirit upon. You need to be anointed on a daily basis. I mean, that's great joy. I didn't say feeling. Great joy to know that you position where the enemy can't do you no harm. He can't wipe you out. He can't take you. And spend time with God.
Yes,
yeah, you count it all joy.
Yes,
when you fall in various trials and tests, temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patient. Huh?
Yes,
and you have need of patience that after you have done the will of God, that was Hebrews 8, you might receive the promise. So what Satan wants to create impatient with, you have to let the Spirit get in there and give you patience. Lord, I'm waiting on you. I can't handle this no more myself, but I'm not afraid. The only person I'm going to fear, the only thing I'm going to fear, Lord, is you. Skillful in the anointing. Skillful in living in the spirit realm. Say living in the spirit realm. Now that's why Christians have to live. That's why Christians have to live. This can't be a part-time. See, Jesus, I thank God the apostle helped me with this in Matthew 4:4. Look at this. He helped me with this. Man should not live by bread alone, but every word, and that word proceeded is so powerful. Proceeded. A constant flow of God talking to me, giving me direction, instruction. Giving me comfort in a storm because he said to me, let's go to the other side. Every time God talked to you, what he's saying, let's go on the other side. Something might come up today, but since you and I have talked, you're prepared, I'm going to check you on the other side. Living in the spirit realm. See, when I come before you as your leader, I got something for you. But you got to eat it. And you got to recognize there's a distractor, always want to distract you and take you somewhere else. Then your word just passed by. Your word just passed by. Your word was just for you on that road. And that word passed you by because you're distracted now. That's why I tell you, when the lights go out, somebody makes some crazy move, don't pay no attention to them. Listen to what the word is saying. What time it is? Jesus. We can't say enough about being led by the Spirit. We've had some lessons on that in Romans 8:14. Some of y'all don't know where that is. Write it down. You don't know where that is. Romans 8:14. Now look at, I'll come back to this one because this is one we're going to pray a few minutes off of. I'll come back to it. Let's talk about operating in the spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Operating in the spirit of faith. We have the same spirit of faith. You got to know what's written. If you don't know what's written, you can't believe. Then if you can't believe, you don't know what's written, you can't believe, you can't speak. See, the spirit of faith consists of what is written, what you believe, and what you speak. The spirit of faith consists of what you believe. You see, you got to have something to believe according to what is written. I believe, therefore have I spoken. That's a wrap there. It's a done thing. I mean, it revealed to us. Jesus talked to that fig tree, didn't he? Mark 11:23. That's one the voice trained me to operate in faith. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to his mouth and be thou removed, be thou cast, he shall not die in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come, things he says shall come to pass. He has whatsoever he says. Now, I was taught, and I believe this. We don't have problem believing. Our major problem is saying what we believe. Notice in that verse, Mark 11:23, say is in there three times. Believe is in there one time. Why you don't have a problem believing? Because you're a believer. That's why you don't have trouble believing. Believer got to put it in action by saying something. You already believe. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's a wrap. You got to believe everything else. You got to believe the whole Bible now. You believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you got to believe the whole Bible. You're a believer. So say something. Don't say something just to get something. Say something to make something. What have you said today about your life? I ain't talking about begging. Lord, help me. I ain't talking about that. What have you just flat foot said in the spirit what's going to happen to you today? Only you and God knows. I ain't going to ask you to testify. What you mean by spending too much time with God? What you mean by I want some freedom? I want some free time. What is free time absent from God? Mama always got that Bible. What the hell wrong with you? Mama need to have that Bible. The devil gonna take the house over. Ain't no deliverance on that television. And while I'm discussing it, these crazy preachers who got on TV showing them Bentleys and all that, don't watch that junk. They're out of order and God's going to deal with it. They're supposed to be preaching the gospel. They don't want to be on there talking about showing no house, no cause. I saw a man last night riding a jackass with one eye. I got it rolling my daughter. He was on a jackass. The jackass had one eye was patched. Then he was given an assignment. The salary came off the jackass. Then he was trying to get that straight and he saw a snake. That's the enemy. Then the brawler come off. Then he saw a truck passing by he couldn't catch. He made bad shape, ain't he? I saw that 3:20 this morning. You know, it had a jackass or had more revelation than a man, you know. So let's get away with this stuff about too much. Are you going to church again? We don't go to church here often.
No.
You should have been there when we had all them days. Black, men in black, women in white. Pastor appreciation, church anniversary, men day, women day. Oh, it had some other days. I can't remember. Y'all know some of them other days. And I'm not making fun, but that wasn't getting the job done. I'm like a fresh work of the Holy Ghost. Say it, say it. And the first person the Holy Ghost is going to work on is you. Your attitude. I need him to work on me. How many of y'all need the Holy Ghost to work on you? How many of y'all get angry sometimes? Yeah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes you want to cuss. Yeah, help me, Holy Ghost. See now, all y'all deep spirit. I don't never happen to me. I don't never want to cuss. You lie. You're human, aren't you? Help me, Holy Ghost. So let's get ready to pray a few moments. And let's pray from Matthew 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Now the Lord not going to destroy us because we didn't pray an hour. Because you should have prayed sometime the day before you got here. Now I know ain't nobody in here wait till the night to pray. I know ain't nobody up in this room put off, went all day long, say I'm going and said I'm going to prayer meeting tonight. Do you know how many hours Satan had to bust your head? Let's stand. Let's pray from Matthew 26, 41. Matthew 26, 41. Now, so I want you to be more tuned in at every service. Now, on Sunday morning, you'll be tuned in. You honor the gift, you honor the Holy Spirit, and then the glory will come. Those children singing, y'all focus with them. Be with them. Be with them. And you know, I know my intercessor's there. I started letting my intercessor, well, I didn't need it though, Sunday. I thought I would. 1 a.m. when I was praying, I said, I'll let the intercessor get up and walk around every now and then. These girls who lead. Yeah, I'll do. Man, look, I'll do radical things. Man, look, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get this thing done. I'm telling you right now. These devils, if any devil show up, they ain't holding us down. We're going. Oh, man, Jesus. So much. God has so much for us. We ain't got 90 years to get it. bet some of y'all plan on living 150. You can believe it, it most likely won't happen because of the curse in the atmosphere. You can live long.
Yes, sir.
How would Jesus tell these boys? He talked to them about praying. I know one time he says, men ought to always pray and not faint, not cave in, not lose heart, not give up. That's what prayerlessness will do for you. You give up on your marriage, you'll give up on your children, you'll give up on your job, you give up on your business, you give up on everything because you don't have enough power to pull you through that time when things not going right. I mean, I've been in this 4 decades. I never had a moment where I was talking about giving up. My wife can't never tell you about I come in and say, honey, I'm going to stop preaching the gospel. Or I come in and say, honey, we're going through some stuff, we're struggling. No. No. I go to God in prayer. Watch and pray. For the spirit is willing. That flesh is again. What do you say about the flesh? It's weak. And you see, a lot of time we take the flesh just talking about this body, but it's not talking just about this body. It's talking about the nature or the part of you that is not born again. It's not just the body. It's that sinful nature trying to get back in. See? Now, another thing. Let me cover this. We need to pray. See these happy-go-lucky grace messages they're teaching now on the television? No. I believe in grace. We're saved by grace through faith. But you have to pray. You have to repent. You have to say, Lord, I'm sorry. And you have to watch. Okay, how much grace you got? You got to watch. And see, people take these grace messages. See, these are the last days. So we're going to have all kind of teaching come out. I remember one time a man came in and taught some stuff. I was out of town. Ronald called me. Ronald, I know Ronald, solid, rock. Ronald said, man, I don't even want to be on the course when he come again. He come here with a new revelation. And he said, man, the people were looking at him. He had a new revelation. And when I came here, you know what I said to my members? I don't know if any of you remember. Y'all remember what I told y'all? I had to talk about the man or nothing. I said, remember what I taught you. That brought ease back in the mind of the people. When the shepherd talk, if it's a real sheep, they know they're all right. I said, just remember what I taught you. I know, just drop that and remember what I taught you. Just drop that. That's why I don't believe in bringing a whole lot of preachers in the church no more. I got preachers up here, let them preach. I ain't bringing all them guys up here. So you can go away, you stop going to all them meetings. Come back in with all this stuff and then you got all this stuff on your mind. I remember, man, they come in and put some all over the church. I said, wait a minute. That man lost his ministry too. That ministry down now. He's trying to come back. He's a good fella, but nobody asked you to put all at this church. All on the doorknob. I said, all right. That's one of my members, God damn, got some of that all. I know what it was. I said, all right. Next Sunday, if I find some oil, whoever put it on, I curse them in Jesus' name. And no more oil sin. We had an all free church. Amen. All right, let's read this verse and pray a few minutes. Verse 26, chapter 26, verse 41. Go ahead, read it. Listen what the Holy Ghost pointed out to me just now. Never saw it before. The word indeed. Indeed. The spirit indeed. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing. No, the spirit indeed. Who got a translation? Say something. What did it say? The Amplified Bible? Message Bible? Anybody got it in here? Y'all got them computers. What did the Amplified say?
Give strict attention, be cautious and active, and watch and pray that you may not come into
caution. Come on, y'all come to the altar. We'll pray. What we got? How many more minutes I got? For this quarter till, I'm gonna shut it down. It's quarter till now? No, huh? My watch fast, I believe. Give me some time. I don't know what time it is. Hold up, huh? It's 7:34. Thank you, Lord. How about Saturday de Casano Toto? So Cotorebede Casanobosi Brasacata, Lamondre City, Urosatata. My spirit is willing. I know it, but the flesh is weak. Andala Satete Cose de. I yield to my spirit. Oh God. Hallelujah. We yield to the Spirit. Word of Life Christian Center. Yield to the Spirit. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Destroy yokes and remove burdens. Every man go free. Every man go free. Every woman go free. Hallelujah. Take care of our infirmities. Holy Spirit, help us in our infirmities, our weaknesses. Give us strength. Give us harmony with the body of Christ at large. Glory to God. Ooh, glory. Ha pa 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 pa. Ha pa 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 pa. Cha 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 cha. Ooh, glory. Ha shata. Heal. Heal to the Holy Ghost. Ha pa sa tali yo. Get te ke se te le la ba ya 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 ya. Yokes are destroyed. Burdens are being removed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ka sa ta la ba shata. Help us make this transition. Rabba sa ta ko shuri. Help us fulfill the great commission to preach the gospel. Give us a defense of the gospel. Magnify the Lord Jesus with this church and with these believers. Shall draw who you desire to draw. We break racism in the name of Jesus. We pray for every subdivision in this area. Let the people go free. Let the people go free. Cha-ta-ta-ta. At liberty. Cosete. The spirit of liberty. Cosa. The spirit of liberty is in Darrow. The spirit of liberty. Cha-ta-ta. Come on this house. The spirit of freedom. Deliverance. Victory. Cha-ta. Come on this house. Oh. Cha-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Every day, every day, every day, every way we need Rasata, your presence. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Chepro, Bacon, Bacon, Seeker, now. Rasaka, Soko, Mahabi, Lomosa, Say, Fisika, Nab, Ripa, Kong, Dave, Roman, Escona. Oh, my, Cha 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 La Casa, Coach Setele Basa, Ya Ya Ya. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Seketele basata. Setekolo babasata. We take back what the devil stole from us. Shata kasatata. Harmony, peace, love, joy. Ha ta ta kasata. Thank you for the mighty fruit of the Spirit. Urababa, meekness, kindness. Shata goodness. Halala, be upon our heart, our lives. our homes. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shebro ba kasatata. Koro ba 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 satata. Tatata. Every yoke destroyed. Every burden lifted. Shakata. Sickness and disease have to leave. Sickness and disease. We come against sickness and disease. Rasata kasata. Ora ba 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 sa. Rasata. I'm well. I'm well. I'm whole. Shata. I'm healthy. Hasata. Say it. I'm healthy. Halala basata. Kosata. Health come to this house. Healing come to this house. Wholeness come to this house. Shatata by the spirit of the living God. Urabasha ya 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 ya. Ukalabasha ya 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 ya. Shakatara rabasha katata. Thank you, Lord. Shebruba. Kambrosa. Shepara. Hey, Bishop. Woo, Papara Saya. Pala Sokore Beseke. Pala La Tete. Pala De Tete Tete Casa. Woo, Glasa Tarasa. Mangres de. Rosa Casa. Rosa Tatata. Rosa Tatata. Rosa Tatata. Brosa ta ta ta, shata tararaba shaka, uruba ba ba sa ta, uruba ba 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 sa ta ta ta, uruba ba ba sa ta ta ta, kosere te 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 te, uruba ba 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 sa ta, uruba ba 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 sa ka sa ta ta, pararaba sa ta 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 ta. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hashatatatata. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance and victory and liberty and freedom. Hallelujah. By your spirit. By your spirit. By your spirit. By your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit. Mwabasata. Eke toloba kasata. Glory to God. By your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit. Ashatarabasa. By your spirit. Glory. By your spirit, Lord. Shatatata. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Move in this church, Lord. Move in this city, Lord. Move in this parish. Move in this state. Move, Holy Ghost. Hamtala kasa, we yield. We yield to the Spirit. Ha, ha, ha. Shebre se kota. Kondele bo shikata la pego zere de lo karaka so kajeka la bayesko. Yambro se kebe. Broma ba, broba, broba, broba. Sapra baba saka shoko shake and naka noka tele doka tale ura baba no sereko so do koshi andra so koshi re de te 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 ho pa 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 ooo shata ta 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 where the spirit of the Lord is there's liberty. Hallelujah. Shata kara rabose. Thank you for liberty. Shata the deliverance. Talaba koshi te 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 recovery. Hansara kasaru koshi te. Oh, yokes destroyed. Burden removed right now. Shoko ta 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 ta. The gospel preached. Ura baba sata. Heal the broken hearted. Shake te. Broken hearts are being healed right now. Shake ta in Jesus' name. Broken hearts are being healed in Jesus' name. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Broken hearts are being healed. Shata, captive and being delivered. Shata, ta, 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 koshete. Orebasata, 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 orebasata. Konseta, ta, 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 ta. Orebakas, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Hashatara, we believe that. Oh, Rababasa. Oh, my. Shakatasa. 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 Andrasa. Kasa. Rebe Shikiki. Oh, Shakatasa. Oh, Rasatasa. Oh, Rabasa. Now, listen. Look this way. Look this way. Look this way. Listen. May God grant to you that what your, let's take care of your needs first, and that what your heart desire, things that you have knocked on the door far before, may the doors that those things are behind open unto you. As a message from God and from the Holy Spirit, that tonight we have shifted the atmosphere. Unpleasant things in your life will be wrapped up tonight. And by the anointing on this ministry, I release pleasant things on your life and in your home. Things that need to be dealt with was dealt with the night while we were praying. Believe that and receive that. Anything, listen to me, anything you needed a breakthrough on, I decree that that breakthrough is on your life right now. For you, for your mate, for your children, and for your grandchildren. The devil will have to take his hand off of your children and off of your grandchildren tonight in the name of Jesus. I declare deliverance has come to your life tonight. Deliverance have come to your home tonight. Receive that with great praise. By great power and great grace, may you enter into where you've been trying to go. By the Spirit of the living God. Every habit that have hindered you tonight, I declare, is destroyed. Now it may put up a little fight, but you read in Mark 9 and you read where Jesus brought deliverance to this boy and he cut up voice for a minute. That's what Satan not wanting to turn him loose. So if it looked like it getting worse, shout the victory, because it's about to break through, you see. Dealt with. That's what I hear the Spirit of God say, dealt with. Yeah. When you let the Holy Ghost deal with things, it's going to come out in your favor. Yeah, every time. But when you're trying to handle it yourself, it causes you to struggle and fight too much. Learn how to flow. Learn how to follow. And learn how to focus not on what you need or what you're dealing with, but on Him. But the Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the shame, despising the shame, and seated on the right hand of the Father. So I believe that this was a special meeting.
I believe something special happening here tonight. And the words the Lord is giving me to tell you right now, and we're going, Lucifer. Lucifer with great expectation. Even if you've been there before and it didn't work, Lucifer again. Because something happened in here tonight. You see what I'm saying? Lucifer again. Lucifer again. Expect it to happen. Tell somebody next to you, expect it to happen. Guess what you want to happen. All right, you're dismissed. You're dismissed. Expect it to happen. Hallelujah. It will happen.